500 million strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Quite right too. Well, what a wonderful revelation to actually find that after all of these years of connecting together with the ace chemist and guru, nutritionist, etc., the wonderful Dennis the Chemist, that actually he has been solidly connected with the only proper team in Manchester for all of these years as well. That, of course, would currently be Pep Guardiola's boys, despite a week in which maybe we needed a bit more Q10 to just help us over the bounce. But still, I'm sure we're with the Premier, even City, surely we're not going to cock up the Premiership now, Dennis.
Time will tell. Maybe I'll have to have a word with the manager and tell him, are they on Q10?
Well, I mean, bearing in mind, and there is an interesting connection here before we start off with your mini lecture today, that Bent Henriksen, of course, the wonderful managing director of Pharma Nord UK, once said that I think his son, Rasmus, exactly, was once connected with Barcelona because they were actually piloting Q10 in one of their trials. So clearly, you know, Barcelona was sort of using it. So there might well be a connection there with Pep Guardiola. But have a word, Dennis, because, you know, I can't, my nerves can't take, you know, the ridiculous results against Liverpool, and then of course the Manchester derby. It's just too. I'm just going to have to lie down in a corner now and hand over to yourself to actually talk about good nutrition.
Okay. Well, you've mentioned Pharma Nord. For new listeners, we're talking about a Danish company, obviously from Denmark. And in Denmark, the law of the land is health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. It's actually the only country in Europe that have a rule that anybody making health food products in Denmark have to make them to pharmaceutical standards. So when I came across this fact about 25 years ago, I realized that we had a range of products being made to pharmaceutical standards. And I started selling and promoting this range of products. And as I'm talking about them from Manchester, their sales started to go up in the north of England. So Bent Henriksen, the Danish managing director, who lives in Morpeth, where the products are sent out from, they're obviously made in Denmark, they go all over the world, and stock in England is in their beautiful headquarters in Morpeth. I was there at the opening when they opened their building about 25 years ago. We've just had the 25 years celebration. And this range of products covers products that you may have heard about. There's a substance called Q10 that gives you energy. And because I was promoting Q10 as giving people energy and mentioning the Pharmanord brand, it's called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule. And when you take this supplement, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule, it's giving you more of this substance, Q10, to give you your energy. Now, most people, if they haven't done their A-level biology, may not be familiar with how we make energy. So everybody eats. If you don't eat, you're ill. And everybody breathes. And if you don't breathe, you're ill. So you have to breathe and you have to eat. And the food finally enters your cells. You're made of 100 trillion cells. And the oxygen you breathe from the lungs also goes into the blood and into your cells. And in the cells, you've got 100 trillion cells. There are little engines. They look like little sausages. You can look at them under the microscope. They're called mitochondria. And that's where the food that you eat combines with the oxygen you breathe to make a molecule called ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And every time we want energy to pick our nose, scratch our bottom, to blink, for our lungs to work, for our heart to beat, for our kidneys to filter, for our livers to detoxify us, for the cut in our hand to regrow new cells. In everything we do, every millionth of a second, every moment of your life, you're combining food with oxygen to make this energy molecule called ATP. I know you've heard of water, H2O, and I know you've heard of oxygen. The formula for that is O2. In other words, two oxygens joined together make the molecule of oxygen. But ATP is a much bigger molecule. It actually stands for adenosine triple phosphate, ATP. And when you break a triple phosphate, one of the three phosphates, from the word triple meaning three, one of the three phosphates breaks away and leaves two phosphates, adenosine double phosphate. And in that explosion of the phosphate breaking off the triple to become the double, that's when the energy is released. And the next millionth of a second, having released the energy, that third phosphate that broke off will rejoin the two phosphates to go back to the triple. So in every engine in your body, you've got 5,000 of these little engines called mitochondria, and you've got them in your 100 trillion cells. There is the ATP being broken to release the energy when it becomes ADP, and then it's going back to the ATP, ADP, ATP, ADP, ATP. So actually, it's going on in 5,000 engines in 100 trillion cells. The scientists have worked out, yes, you make half your body weight each day. You can't see it happening, but you make, if you weigh 12 stone, you make 6 stone a day of ATP. If you weigh 8 stone, you make 4 stone a day of ATP. And it all revolves around the levels of your Q10 substance, which is made in each cell, but most of your Q10 is made in your liver. And as you pass 20, your production in your liver does start to go down. By the time you're 40, if you're fit, you could be in the Olympics, but your actual levels of making the ATP because of the levels of Q10 production has been dropping from 20 to 40. The levels have gone back when you're 40 to the levels of a two-year-old. But when you get to 80, then your levels have gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. And you may well be, when you're 80, a bit doddery. You've been losing muscle. As you pass 45 to 55 to 65 to 75, people lose up to 10% of their muscle. In fact, one of the things, cutouts here that I've got to mention, this was a headline. All the papers were carrying this. This just happens to be in the Daily Mail by the health editor, Sophie Borland. The headline was, the elderly age, 10 years in 10 days when they are stuck in hospital. It was Professor Stephen Powis. He's the National Health new medical director. And here he's warning that elderly patients who were trapped in hospital age, this was just trapped in hospital just for 10 days. Elderly patients who were trapped in hospital aged 10 years in 10 days. The National Health's new medical director has warned. He's a professor of medicine. Professor Stephen Powis said that the biggest challenge for the health service was to improve the care of the aging population. He also said that the NHS must do more to prevent patients becoming ill in the first place, such as by ensuring their homes are warm. Professor Powis, who's 57, became medical director of NHS England in January after Professor Sir Bruce Kehoe retired. He pointed out that when the NHS was first set up 70 years ago, it was mainly treating working age patients with one-off illnesses. Now it is primarily looking after much older patients with one or more long-term conditions. And he reiterates, he says again, a person over 80 who spends 10 days in hospital loses 10% of their muscle mass, which, this is the amazing bit, losing 10% of your muscle mass, staying 10 days in hospital, is equivalent to 10 years of aging. He wrote this in the Daily Telegraph, so this is the Daily Mail, quoting what he'd said that was recorded in the Daily Telegraph. He goes on to say, the National Health's biggest task this century must be to adapt to profound shifts in patterns of ill health. When it was founded in 1948, the NHS was principally dealing with working age populations requiring one-off treatment. Today, people are living 10 years longer on average. They are also spending more years in ill health. Between 2015 and 2035, the number of older people with four or more diseases will double, and a third of these will have mentally ill health. The NHS of the future also needs to be proactive on prevention and empowering rather than paternalistic in helping people look after themselves. For example, by joining forces with local government to keep houses warm, safe and dry. That alone, the NHS can reduce lung and heart disease and save £70 for every pound spent. Professor Powers also called for the NHS and social care services to treat patients' complete needs rather than separate parts of the body in isolation. He highlighted Frimley in Surrey, where GPs, nurses and care staff work together to prevent the elderly becoming ill and needing to go to hospital. He said single, multidisciplinary care teams, GPs, nurses, mental health, social care, therapists, and I'm adding pharmacists, 12,000 pharmacists looking after 65 million people, open off to 9 till 7, are being created. These single multidisciplinary care teams are being created to help people avoid crisis and stem the rising emergency hospital admissions for the first time in years. When people do arrive at A&E, doctors there get help to find solutions. This is in Surrey. Doctors there help to find solutions that prevent unnecessary hospital stays. If admitted, care teams there work proactively to help people get home and avoid them getting trapped. This summer, the Health and Social Care Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, will set out how the government plans to care for the growing elderly population. Crucially, this will also explain how the care will be funded, and this could be through higher taxes. It also said in this article that patients are being served meals costing less than £3 a day at some NHS hospital. The heading to that little section was, sick are fed on just £2.61 a day. So, yes, there's a lot going on that with the Pharmanord products, people can help to maintain good health. And this substance, Q10, which gives you your energy, and I've just been talking about people aged 80 who, when they're stuck in hospital for 10 days, they're actually aging 10 years in those 10 days because they're losing muscle mass. When you're 45 to 55 to 55 to 65 to 65 to 75, you're losing up to 10% of your muscle just through aging. And when you get to 75 to 85, you're also losing maybe a bit more than 10% each in the decades 75 to 85. You can lose, in some cases, up to 30%. I myself have a couple of years of 80. I've been taking the bioquinone Q10 100 milligram capsules since I was about 55. And I know it has greatly helped me to stop or greatly slow down loss of muscle. When people come to see me in the shop and discussing this very problem, I say to them, oh, just feel my arm. That's where my bicep and tricep is. And they're feeling it through my suit. And they say, well, what is that? It feels like a piece of wood. I say, no, that's my muscle. And then I go like this. That's me thumping my six-pack. Well, at nearly 80, not many people have six-packs, but you can hear from that muscle being thumped by my fist that I haven't lost my muscle. Just having a drink. Because because the medical name for muscle loss is sarcopenia. That was derived in 1988 because the doctors of the world realized that as people are living longer, we've just read, they're living much longer. Many more people are living into their 80s, 90s and 100. But the big problem is this muscle loss, which Q10, the bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule, helps to sort out. It helps to stop sarcopenia. Why do the doctors make up the word sarcopenia? From the Greek. Sarco is Greek for flesh, and penia is poverty. So poverty of flesh is muscle loss. That's why they made up that word. And it's a big problem as you age, losing your muscle. Elderly women who've got what we call bingo wings because they've lost the muscle in their arms. They can trip up over a curb or over a book that somebody shouldn't have left on the floor and they trip up. They can break their hip. One in five ladies who go into hospital to have a new hip because they tripped up and didn't have the muscles to steady themselves. One in five can actually, unfortunately, catch pneumonia in hospital as elderly ladies gone in to have a new hip. And one in five can get pneumonia. But the only reason why they ended up in hospital, getting hospital-acquired pneumonia, and as we know, some people die from hospital-acquired pneumonia. But the only reason why they fell over and ended up with a broken hip was they didn't have the muscles to steady themselves at the time of falling. So I've been selling Pharmanord's Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules for years and recommending it to anybody who wants more energy, including sportsmen and all the people on statin drugs, the wonder drugs, which greatly reduce your chance of a heart attack and stroke. And when you hear silly articles saying, come off your statins because they may make you feel tired, etc. The reason why people can feel tired is because the wonder drugs, the statins, when they're blocking cholesterol in the liver, I said Q10 is made in the liver. Well, it's the same pathway that makes your Q10 is also making your cholesterol. So when these wonder drugs, the statins, atorvastatin, simvastatin, prevastatin, rosuvastatin, statin means to stop, so that's why they've got the name statin in the name. When they stop the production of cholesterol, they're greatly reducing your chance of your arteries furring up. And if you may feel a bit tired because you're taking a statin, it's because the statin can block some of your Q10 production. And if you're already 50, 60, 70, 80, obviously I've just been explaining, you're making less Q10 as you get older, and the statin drugs will reduce some of your Q10 production. So that's why you may feel tired or get muscular aches. And then by putting back the Q10, you get round the problem of feeling tired. The other thing you should take is another Pharmanord product called BioSaleno Precise. This is a tablet that costs 10 pence a day. Anybody can take it. And it's made from the world's rarest mineral, selenium. And in Great Britain, it just so happens that when the planet Earth was formed 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw because our soil in Great Britain has the lowest soil levels in the world as a country. And that's why you need to take a supplement, costs 10 pence a day, BioSaleno Precise. It gives you 200 millionths of a gram of selenium to add it to the lousy 31 micrograms that people listening to this program and the other 65 million on the island are only getting 31 micrograms a day. And you can't make the 25 pathways from selenium that you need. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium N protects your nerves. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, that protects your heart. And selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, I'll say that again to impress you, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, you can't make that without selenium, and you need that to convert your thyroxine that you make in your thyroid gland, or if you're a lady or a gentleman with an underactive thyroid, you need selenium to make the selenoiodothyronine deiodinase substance to convert your little white tablet that your doctor's given you for your thyroxine to be converted. You need that selenium to convert your thyroxine tablet, which the hospital called T4, into the active form, T3. And then you will feel less depressed, less tired, and less overweight. So you can see the link between the Pharmanord Wonder products and all these different problems that we're discussing. Muscle loss, tiredness, muscle aches. People need Q10 and they need selenium, especially if they live in England and especially as they get older. We're looking in the paper today and you can see the headline. I'm sure it's in all the newspapers. I'll be buying all the newspapers a little later, and I'll be going through about 9 of them, and I'll cut out the same article, and I'll make a collage and pin it in my pharmacy in Manchester. This is the headline in the Express. Obesity crisis blamed on NHS advice. And it's going on to say that the NHS advice to eat carbs, a double page spread on page 4 and 5, they're saying NHS advice to eat carbs is a fat lot of good. They're saying that this advice that we should be eating, bread and potato. The NHS Eat Well Guide says meals should include potatoes, bread, rice, pasta, and other starchy carbs, with low or reduced fat cheese and yogurt, and preferably unsaturated oils and spread. But some experts are now saying this advice had replaced millennia of eating satiating, meaning filling you up food, nutritious full-fat whole foods, and turned us into a sugar-obsessed nation reliant on medication. And it's going on to say that this is the reason the shocking statistics show processed foods now make up half the average British diet, with most coming from starchy and sugary source. More than 2/3 of men and 6 in 10 women are now overweight or obese. The UK obesity crisis has seen 12 million at increased risk of type 2 diabetes, meaning 25% of the population has or could develop an illness that can kill. In contrast, the fabled Mediterranean diet, rich in olive oil, oily fish, nuts, non-starchy vegetables, that's the ones that grow above the ground, that's the cauliflower, the cabbage, the celery, these things growing above the ground, you can stuff yourself with non-starchy vegetables growing above the ground, because the non-starchy, starch break down to sugar. If you're eating too much bread and potatoes, pizza, pasta, swedes, turnips, parsnips, of course there is some advantage. They're giving you vitamin C, they're giving you certain minerals, they're giving you fiber, but the starch breaks down to sugar. And sugar is the new nicotine.
And that's the point, Dennis. We have to blow the whistle again. Otherwise, we'll be sent to the stands. Wonderful stuff, as
one
ever.
One last sentence.
Go on.
Pharmanord's Bio Glucose Control, a capsule with a purple powder, which is actually helping people to avoid diabetes, because this purple powder from a berry from Chile stops the pathway that turns starch into sugar.
Excellent. And we will return, hopefully with your good self, in 2 weeks, if that's okay from now,
yes,
for the 27th of April. By which time, hopefully, Man City might have actually won the Premiership, but who knows? Or the Premiership, the Premier League.
You know they will have won it.
Well, hey, listen, as Francis Lee once said, if they gave trophies for cock-ups, City's boardroom would have been jam-packed full. Actually, on an interesting note, you're talking about 25 years or so since Farm and Ord, of course, established itself. It's actually 20 years ago, more or less, since City were playing in the old third division against Gillingham.
Well, there we are.
It's the old League Division 2, Nicky Weaver and company and goal. But still, that's by the by. And I think, as ever, some informative information from your good self, Dennis. So you'll be back in a fortnight, yes?
Try and stop me. Thank you.